From NPR News, this is Day to Day, and today we wrap up our radio drama series, 11 Central Ave. It features a family on any street USA in their kitchen.
In today's episode, Annalise, the daughter in this fictional family, solves the problem of how they're going to pay for her to go to college.
Annie, isn't that a letter from Wisconsin? Weren't you waitlisted there?
Mom, the spreadsheet is on the fridge, with the waitlisted schools in 20-point red font. As if you don't have it memorized.
Oh, honey, I know they probably would have called with a yes, but then again, you lost your cell phone last week, didn't you?
It's a no, Mom. They've taken everyone they're going to take.
Okay. Let's look on the fridge and parse our options.
Our options? Mom, you already went to college, back in the day when people still got in. My only option is GW, which is $50,000 more a year than you seem to have saved.
Oh, honey, don't worry. What we'll do is we'll spend your gap year really beefing up your resume. What's the in-country right now? It was Darfur, but it's just gotten too dangerous. In fact, no one ever actually went there, did they? They just had political rallies and bank sales. You need to go somewhere really poor. Show true commitment.
How about Iraq or Afghanistan? Are they poor enough?
I like where you're going with that, honey, but war zones are too dangerous and Republican. It would give the college recruiters the wrong image. What we need is safe, innocent poverty.
What is all this we? We are not being rejected by 20 colleges. I am. We are not unable to pay for the one I got into. You are. Get your pronouns straight.
Okay, Annie. What do you think you should do? Whatever it is, I will support you.
Fantastic, Mom, because I'm going to the innest country around.
Oh, so we have a plan. I mean, you have a plan. Well, that's great.
Yep, we have a plan already.
Awesome.
Good morning, everybody.
Nat, you are just in time to hear Annie's plan for her gap year.
Actually, it's a gap 4 years. I could have gone for 7. That would have paid full tuition you guys don't have.
Well, whatever it is, honey, we'll support you. I mean, I know we screwed up about the college money.
And... We? Get your pronouns right.
Yeah, I screwed up.
I've enlisted.
You did?
You did what?
Of course you did. It's the one thing.
Sorry, Dad.
But you can't.
I can, and I did.
No, Annie, you can.
Oh, wait a minute. You're not serious. I mean, you're no bugle boy. You're not even old enough. You just
Christine,
turned
18. Christine, would you stop? No, this won't happen.
Too late, Dad. I signed the papers.
We'll get a lawyer.
What are you talking about? No, we won't get a lawyer. I've decided. It's my life.
I will chloroform you, young lady.
Oh, stop.
When you wake up, you will be surrounded by pygmies who have never even seen a white child.
Christine.
To escape, you'll have to chop through thick jungle for months, and you'll be so traumatized, you won't even remember you enlisted.
Christine,
stop
it.
Don't think I am joking. You enlist over my dead body.
You can't do that, Mom. Pygmies have no immune system. I'd contaminate them. We'd kill off the whole tribe. You guys are pacifists, right?
You're not enlisting. Look, if I have to, I'll take your place.
Dad, you can't go to war. You could die.
To see a cartoon of this episode, go to npr.org/daytoday. 11 Central Ave was created, written, and produced by Susan Shepard. Co-writers include Ramona Hamblin, Eliza Lewis, Sandra Miller, Diane Toomey, and Barry Payne. The radio comics this week were mixed by Walter Dixon and directed by Kat Tatlock.
The cast includes Will Lebo as Nat, Paula Plum as Christine, John Kuntz as Rick, Jason Bowen as Dante, and Harper Kay as Annalise. George Hicks composed and performed the music. 11 Central Ave is produced in association with Chicago Public Radio.